Then another thing you could do inside of therapeutically inside trance is direct suggestion. It says to develop direct suggestion, simply ask yourself the question. So you're going to ask yourself in your own mind, what does my client need to know or do in order to achieve their outcome? So you ask yourself, what does my client need to know or do in order to achieve their outcome? And then you tell them to do it. It says, then tell them to do it at the deepest point of their trance experience. So when they're really deep, you're going to offer direct suggestion. If you were using multiply embedded metaphors, you would offer the direct suggestion in between metaphors. Like in, you tell the three, then do your direct suggestion, then end the metaphors. It says, remember, this is important. This is the most important piece of direct suggestion. Remember that the number three is the magic number for suggestions. You want to offer the major suggestions three times in three different ways. This will cause your suggestion to set deeper in at the unconscious level. Make sure to say the suggestion differently so as to make it less obvious to the conscious mind of your client. For example, if they're seeing you for cold call reluctance, you could offer suggestions such as, you like to talk to others and they like to talk to you. You have a genuine feeling of joy when you think of connecting with those people you'll help with your product or service. You confidently expect them to be waiting for your calls. You enjoy connecting with your prospects on the phone. Basically, I said the same thing three times in different ways. Every day prior to making calls, you imagine people wanting to talk to you on the other end of the line. You wake up in the morning excited to make new contacts because you're imagining them anxious to speak with you. You know that there are many people out there enthusiastically waiting for your calls, and you're looking forward to contacting them. Once again, I said the same thing in three different ways. So what you're doing is you're pounding at home, not pounding, that's a poor use of words, because what you're doing is you're gently installing it at the unconscious level, but you're offering that same suggestion in three different ways. Now, by the way, that's hypnosis, because what you're doing is you're making a deeper impression in the unconscious mind. Let me ask you a question. Why do most people forget people's names? Hasn't made an impression. They didn't pay attention in the first place. And then they never made an impression. If you look at somebody and you repeat their name three times in your mind, are you more likely or less likely of remembering it? You got it. Why? Because it makes a deeper impression in the mind. So that's the same thing with a hypnotic suggestion. Now let me ask you another question. Could I offer every suggestion that I offered three times inside or outside of trance? Yeah. So I'm doing hypnosis every time and I use this all throughout the trainings that I do. I'll say something, and I'll say it in three different ways, but I know that I've made that impression that it's going to be far better retained. In teaching, is that valuable? Absolutely. Yeah. And communicating with somebody inside a session. That's why I say I'm always using hypnosis. Whether I use direct trance or not, everything that I say that I really want to get through to them, I'll say it in three different ways. That's direct suggestion. Here's another thing you can do therapeutically in a trance. You can install strategies with trigger points. So remember when we talked about the installation of strategies and I said that it can be done in hypnosis? I think the installation of strategies is easier done in hypnosis than any place else. You can actually install strategies by a chain of anchors. A chain of anchors is a kinesthetic strategy. When you do from procrastination to motivation or something like that, that's a kinesthetic strategy that you're installing in somebody. There's a specific order and sequence of steps that lead to the outcome of from procrastination to totally going for it or to motivation. So you could install strategies that way. Here's another way to do it, which I think is easier, and this is with direct trance. It says this can be done with associated state rehearsal or disassociated state rehearsal. By the way, you can install strategies with metaphor. If you tell a story or a metaphor that teaches them a new strategy and they get the point, then they've got a new strategy for dealing with something. Here's the other way, associated state rehearsal or disassociated state rehearsal. Remember, once again, that the number three is the magic number in terms of really sinking a new strategy in at the unconscious level. If you're working with performance enhancement in sports, for example, imagine yourself walking onto the court. That's the trigger of the strategy. Okay? It's kind of like walking into the store to buy the watch. Imagine yourself and you see the cabinet. I'm going to step away from our script here for a second. You walk into the store to buy the watch. Like, let's say somebody wanted to change their decision-making strategy. You walk in, you see the cabinet. You look at the watch in the counter and you pick it up. You ask yourself, you just stop, ask yourself, do I really need this? And then you either get a positive feeling or a negative, or either a positive exit or not. In which case, perhaps you choose to look at more watches, or maybe you just come back another day. And now imagine yourself in another situation where you look at something. You stop, you pick it up, you look at it. You ask yourself, do I really need this? And then either you decide that, yeah, hey, I do, in which case you feel good about it, or you don't, and then you put it away. Now, if I do this three or four times, I've installed a new strategy. If they had a VK synesthesia decision-making strategy, I've just installed the new step of asking, do I really need this? If I lead them through that several times, we've just installed a new strategy, haven't we? This is a little, it's a little less conscious mind. You could do that with a conscious mind as well. You could say, okay, what I want you to do is just stop. I hear no hypnosis involved at all. I want you to stop. Imagine walking into the store. This is looking through your own eyes. You see the watch. You ask yourself, do I really need this? And then you get either a positive or a negative exit. Okay? And then you just walk them through that several times. You may have them do it looking through their own eyes 3 or 4 times and then have them dissociated, seeing themselves going through that process. Now you've installed a new strategy that they didn't have before. We can do all that in hypnosis. So here's the example we use for sports performance enhancement in sports. It says, for example, imagine yourself walking onto the court. That's the trigger. And the moment your feet hit the sand, you stop. Take a deep breath and feel a strong sense of calmness and purpose surge through your body. You feel this feeling of calmness and purpose in every cell of your being as soon as you step onto the sand. I'm saying it in a different way. The moment you step onto the sand, you will feel you will feel a sense of calmness and purpose, realizing now that you're only focused on the game. Now, I just gave the same strategy said in 3 different ways. I've just installed a strategy. Or, imagine yourself now standing behind the line, ready to serve the ball, and you stop, bounce it once, that's their trigger, and immediately go into an extremely focused state. Instead of going, that should say go. Go into an extremely focused state. You picture the ball hitting with speed and accuracy exactly where you want it to hit. You serve the ball and it speeds to the exact location you imagined. So you're installing strategies. This becomes extremely important for performance enhancement. If you're using this as tapes, you could actually make tapes if you're motivating a sales team or something like that, and you want to keep them at the top of their game for cold calls. If you wanted to keep them at the top of their game for going into things, you could either do this consciously, where you're having them imagine these things and walk through these situations and walk through strategies consciously, or you have them close their eyes. You don't even have to tell them it's hypnosis or trance. Say, close your eyes and imagine walking in to see the prospect. We know from all the studies, all the research that exists out there, that if we do visual rehearsal, that can be as effective, if not more effective, than actually going out and doing the activity itself. Why? Because when we go out and we do the activity itself, we're more likely to have the imperfections in our technique, in which case we're practicing what? Imperfections. When we do it visually exactly the exact way we want it, what we're doing is we're installing a new neurological pathway for dealing with that situation. That's why if you want to get really good at sales or if you want to get really good at presentation, doing visual rehearsal is a phenomenal method of doing it. Every night I used to imagine speaking in front of an audience, and I'd see the individual audience members in there. And I would do the presentation as if I saw every single audience member inside there. And I'd look at them, and I'd be calibrating them, and I'd notice people in the back of the room that I knew. Like, if there was going to be somebody in the audience that I was kind of nervous of, or I was like, oh, geez, is somebody they're going to be coming to watch me? I would imagine them in the audience and imagine the whole thing going the way I wanted. Then I'd put the goal out in my future, which sets my expectation of getting the outcome I wanted. And by that time, I had already done it several times, so going in and doing it on the spot was nothing. This is just doing it inside hypnosis.